Good evening, everyone. We'd like to welcome you all to the November 13th meeting of the Board of Education, and I would ask that our superintendent please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item, item four, staff recognition. Sure.
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. Is this okay? This is probably our most favorite part of the evening, in which we get to recognize our staff and oftentimes students, but this evening it will be all staff. So we have the privilege of honoring two of our elementary school teachers from Setauket School as New York State Master Teachers, Eric Gustafson and Gina Veracci. Responding to the call to strengthen our nation's K through 12 STEM education, Governor Andrew Cuomo launched the New York State Master Teacher Program in partnership with the State University of New York and Math for America. This program celebrates the work of the highest performing STEM teachers by establishing an expert community dedicated to developing expertise in the areas of content, pedagogy, and students' families and communities. In the words of Governor Cuomo, we created the Master Teacher Program to attract our best and brightest teachers to the classroom and strengthen the quality of our schools and communities across the state. I'm very proud to state that Three Village now has 11 Master Teachers and one of the few districts to have Master Teachers at the elementary school level. This is a credit to Eric and Gina, who have exemplified outstanding skill, knowledge, and a true desire to create learning experiences that not only engage our students, but also inspire their curiosity and love for learning and exploration. It is a great honor to recognize these two outstanding educators, and I just want all of you to know Eric's talents will also be premiered in his role as Smee in the TVTA-TVSAA scholarship production of Peter Pan next week. Congratulations to you both. We're incredibly proud. And we will not be insulted if Eric needs to leave. He's got performance to work on, right? Practice, yes, rehearsal. Okay. Our second staff member that we'll be recognizing, our third, I should say, this evening, is Karen Welsh-Palera, who is our Executive Director of Instructional Technology. Karen was recognized as the 2019 Fred Podolsky Leadership and Innovation in Technology Visionary Award winner. And on Friday, October 18th, Karen was honored during the Long Island Technology Summit. The Visionary Award is given to an educational administrator who has demonstrated vision, leadership, and supportive technology initiatives. The award winner has a clear record of driving the use of technology, a demonstrated ability to identify future needs, and a passion for serving the educational needs of students and teachers within their school district. Karen has duly earned this prestigious honor. She's acknowledged as a highly effective educator who understands the importance of remaining on the vanguard of instructional technology, effectively infusing technology into instruction, and motivating student learning. Karen is a strong advocate for instructional technology and has been directly responsible for keeping the district on the forefront of instructional initiatives to include the implementation of ZSpace and the one-to-one initiative. Thank you, Karen, for your superlative efforts, and congratulations on behalf of the entire district.
Thank you, Carol, always for all your support, and the board as well. Thank you to all administration. Couldn't have done it without your all support. Thank you.
Yeah, that's true.
And last but certainly not least, I would like to introduce our principal of Minnesaukee Elementary School, Nancy Pickford.
Good evening, everyone. I'm here tonight to recognize Colette Huber, a lunch monitor at Minnesaukee, whose swift and heroic actions resulted in saving a student's life. On October 22nd, a fifth grade student was enjoying his lunch in the cafeteria when he began to choke. Ms. Huber immediately recognized the signs. The student was turning colors, began to go limp, and she took swift action. She stepped behind the child, placed her fist in his abdomen, thrust upward, performing the Heimlich maneuver. The student quickly expelled the food and gasped for air. He was seen by the school nurse. His airways were clear, and he quickly recovered from the incident. Had Mrs. Huber not responded with competence and composure, the outcome may have been very different. So, Mrs. Huber, we are very grateful for your presence that day, for your knowledge of the Heimlich maneuver, and for your heroic actions.
We certainly have much to celebrate in our district. Congratulations again to all of our honorees this evening.
I'd like to turn now to item 5. This is our first public participation session. It will be up to 30 minutes in length, and we ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. First person is Dr. Seneca Raj. If I'm not mispronouncing the name.
My name is Sonika Raj. I'm a resident physician in the Department of Emergency Medicine at Stony Brook Hospital. It's a pleasure to be with you guys tonight. Thank you for your time. And I'm here because I love my job very much. So I'm an ER doctor, but my job has also taught me over the past 2.5 years of being in training that sleep hygiene and getting enough sleep matters very much. I spend a lot of time flipping back and forth between day shifts, evening shifts, night shifts, and it's taught me that, I mean, if you're not rested, it certainly has an impact on your functioning and your performance. When I'm not rested, my motor skills deteriorate, my reaction time is not what it should be, I don't retain information the way that I should or can, and my mood sometimes even takes a dive, and I know that the first move in those cases is actually not to do anything but take a nap. Which seems a little counterintuitive, but I've learned over time that that's the first move. Most worrisome of all, I have now slipped into a microsleep at red lights enough that I put the car in park out of habit now. It's dangerous. We have enough research out there to show that it's just as deadly to drive tired as it is to drive drunk. I tell all of my adolescents that I treat in the pediatric unit this, as well as the adults. And so, in conclusion, getting enough sleep, it matters. This analogy isn't perfect, I know, but it still kind of stands. If you consider my responsibilities as a medical trainee, they're not all that different from the high schoolers, actually the adolescents in your district. Adolescents' job, I'm sure you guys are all hyper aware. Their only job at this stage in life is to learn and to be happy while they're doing that. And our most important job is to protect them, to protect their physical development, to protect their mental health, and getting enough rest is a huge part of that. Adolescents have a physiologically different kind of circadian rhythm, which makes it impossible for them to get enough sleep unless you allow them to start later in the morning. And that's part of why, that's the main reason why I'm here, is to help support that effort. You have to realize that they're biologically different. You would allow a diabetic child to check their blood sugar at school. You would allow a child with a seizure disorder to take their anti-epileptic medication. And sleep needs are no different. They're absolutely the same in that you have to consider every child's biologic and physiologic differences, whether they have a mental issue or a physical issue. This is all the same. It just doesn't show as much as a child whose blood sugar goes low. So I am here to support the idea of a committee to look into the options, the viable options to implementing a later start time in the morning for these children. Because all of our jobs is to help these children do their one job, which is to learn well. And you can't do that if you're not rested. Give them the best chance of retaining what they learn. Give them the best chance of having...
Excuse me, thank you. Your time's up.
Okay, thank you for your attention. I appreciate that.
Turn that off. What are you doing? He's dinging on me.
Yeah, that's what we're doing. Yes, of course. We're trying to do that. Yes, we're trying to do that. John Hover?
I'm also here about the school start time. Pardon? Oh. No, it's good. So my name's John Hover. I've been a resident of the district for 17 years, and I have a daughter who's in her senior year at Ward Melville. Feel a little different. First, we want to thank the board for listening to our concerns. We listen to them a lot. And acknowledging that they're backed up by solid science, and for being open to take the next steps in what we recognize to be a complicated and difficult issue to address. Nevertheless, we want to reiterate our encouragement to the board to grant Ms. Petisich a mandate to study an implementation plan. In the last month, as a group, it's about time, we've continued to receive positive reinforcement on all this and support from local health professionals as well as concerned parents. We're continuing an effort to inform the community about the science underlying the reasons to start schools later. We're doing this in interactive settings where there can be a direct and active dialogue. For example, three sessions at Emma Clark Library and one at a Julina's PTSA meeting. We will be having additional public education sessions to be announced, and we encourage anybody and everybody to attend these sessions to learn more about the science of sleep and to bring out their concerns and questions. And lastly, just want to mention that four of the members of the group right now are in Exton, Pennsylvania, together with more than 120 superintendents, school administrators, and board members, scientists, doctors, students, and community advocates, attending a workshop held by the National Start School Later organization. They are there on their own dime to gather knowledge and resources so that we can provide practical assistance to the district administration and the community going forward. Thanks for your attention.
Thank you very much. David Cohn.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen of the board. I am the father of an eighth grader here in the district who attends Salinas, as well as two 20-year-olds who have come through all the schools in this district. And I'm here tonight to read a letter from a very prominent pediatrician in our district. I also want to mention that this letter refers to a policy statement by the American Academy of Pediatrics, specifically addressing also the issue of later school start times. That policy statement should in itself be enough to move the board in this direction, but let me add this letter as well. I'm a pediatrician in Stony Brook who has cared for students in the Three Village community for over 13 years. I am writing to strongly encourage the school board to adopt a later school start time for adolescents. There is the Academy of Pediatrics policy statement attached to this letter that clearly outlines the health risks of insufficient sleep and the evidence that demonstrates how school start times before 8:30 clearly exacerbate this public health problem. The potential risks of chronic sleep loss in adolescents include depression, deficits in learning, attention and memory problems, poor impulse control, academic performance deficits, an increased risk of fall asleep motor vehicle accidents, and an elevated risk of obesity, hypertension, and long-term cardiovascular morbidity. The list of problems is long. However, these are not issues that I only read about in medical journals. I see adolescents suffering from complications of insufficient sleep every day in my practice. Can later school start time cure all these complex medical problems alone? Unfortunately, no. However, it is our duty to take every tangible measure to foster the health and well-being of our students. A later school start time is a scientifically proven measure to help protect our children from chronic sleep loss and foster healthy development and academic growth. Sincerely, Dr. Alicia Doughty, General Pediatrician, Friendly Medical Group, Clinical Assistant Professor of Pediatrics, Stony Brook University. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
I'd also like to distribute a copy of this letter as well as the policy statement.
If you could give it to the district clerk, please.
Each member of the board.
Okay. Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board at this time? Yes, sir. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. My name is Areza Duck. I've lived in the district since 2004, now 15 years. I remember my daughter has gone through from kindergarten all the way through high school. And I remember when she was just starting, she would get up 2 hours before the bus, and you know, of course, we had to get up with her. By the time she reached high school, left of her own devices, she would get up 2 hours after the bus, probably. So I certainly sympathize firsthand with that. But I also want to kind of convey what people have said, but also to advocate for the parents and the guardians of the children. I'm a computer science professor here at Stony Brook University. My wife is a senior administrator. We've worked here for almost 20 years. We both have to work because in order to live in this wonderful district and to afford it, you have to have two people working. When our day is done and we get home and dinner and shower and put the kids to sleep, you think we could rest, but instead we both get on the computer and continue to work for a few more hours because that's what you need to do these days. Kind of a 9-to-5 job is somewhat non-existent in this day and age. We're not lazy people. The work needs to be done. We're sometimes highly motivated to do the work on our own. So it's not uncommon that we will go to sleep well past midnight every day, and then during crunch times, even later than that. So it's very difficult when you have to get up super early because your child gets up a couple hours before the bus, wait until they're there to send them after the bus, and then maybe you can get a couple hours of extra sleep. But that is interrupted sleep, which is never as good and comfortable as you have continuous sleep. So I urge you to think not just about the kids, but of the health of the entire community here. I remember a few articles that I read recently, and I printed it, if it helps. One is about California already moving ahead with this. One that basically supports that why teenagers have it such a hard time. And two, that basically discuss the health risks and the increased risks of heart disease and strokes when simply adults don't get enough sleep. So I urge you to think about this and to look into these matters as much as possible.
Would you give it to the district clerk, please?
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Is there anyone else who would like to address the board at this time? Okay, thank you very much. Turning to 6 minutes and bids, minutes of October 16th, 2019. May I have a motion to accept those minutes, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Bizzo, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Those minutes are approved. Item B is a bid extension.
This is an extension of our cesspool cleaning and tank pumping contract for 1 year under the same pricing terms and conditions as the current contract.
Okay. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Mano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? It is approved. Our student representative report.
The first quarter ended last week, and we are currently entering into the second quarter. And additionally with that, the report cards are now available for the students and parents. We are currently having a food drive outside of our library. Winter sports are currently in session. They started this week. And in addition, all fall sports made it into the playoffs, and our girls' varsity cross-country team is headed off to States in Plattsburgh this weekend. Student government is hosting the first town hall of the school year this Thursday, tomorrow the 14th, after school in the cafeteria. Students will be able to write questions during the town hall in addition to the questions we have already received, and they will be asked and our principal will respond with an answer. And lastly, play tickets for the play Cinderella this year are now on sale.
Good. Thank you very much. Turning to item 8, items for board discussion. Are there any items that need to be discussed at this point? Okay. Turning to 9, items for board action. Approval of date for the 2020-21 Board of Education organizational meeting. Kathy?
We just need the board to approve the date since we're not meeting on the date that's prescribed by law. We're allowed to reschedule that.
Within 15 days, right?
Correct.
Right. July 8th, 2020. May I have a motion to accept that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Vizzo, any discussion on that? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? The motion is approved. Turning to E, authorization of destruction of the cast ballots for the M.S. Clark Memorial Library budget vote. Can you explain what that's all about, Kathy, please?
We're required by law to hold the ballots for 1 year, and there's just sort of a differentiating opinions on whether or not we need permission to destroy them, because it's on the schedule to be kept for 1 year, the state schedule. But we just passed a resolution just to be safe.
Right. These are the 2018 vote.
Correct. Last year's ballots.
Okay. May I have a motion on that, please? Mr. Vizzo, second. Ms. Germano, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? The motion is approved. Turning to F, revision of the 2019-20 appointments of impartial hearing officers, Mr. Scanlon?
Yes, this list has to be updated for a deletion from the list.
Okay. We have a motion on that, please. Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? It is approved. Turning to G, the acceptance of donations.
We have several donations. The first is a drum set donated by Ms. Laura Morocco to the music department. Laura is a member of the clerical staff at Ward Melville High School. She's retiring soon, so I think that's why she doesn't want the drums in her house anymore. We have a check in the amount of $9,000 donated by the Setauket PTA to be deposited into the Setauket Allied Fund, and a total of $13,000 donated by the Three Village STEM Enrichment Foundation for the Jelinas Murphy and Ward Melville Science Olympiad teams, as well as the Ward Melville Robotics team.
Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? The motion is approved. Turning to H, the declaration of surplus equipment.
We have some musical instruments from Julianus Junior High School, some various office equipment, and a 1997 dump truck. The motor is blown on that.
Can't keep it going anymore.
No.
Okay. May I have a motion on that, please? Mr. Vizzo, second. Mrs. Gish, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion is approved. Turning to I, the declaration of surplus textbooks.
We have several sets of textbooks that are all outdated. They've been replaced with a new series.
Okay. We have a motion on that, please. Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Vizzo, any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion is approved. Turning to J, personnel action, educational law 913, examination of employee A, who's listed here. May I have a motion on that? That would be Dr. Kerman, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? The motion is approved. Turning to personnel matters instructional. May I have a motion on that, please? Mrs. Gish, second. Mr. Kornreich? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? It is approved. Gary, anything? Nothing unusual with the instructional personnel. Turning now to the non-instructional personnel. May I have a motion on that, please? Mr. Kornreich, second. Mrs. Gish? Any discussion? All in favor? Opposed? Abstention? It is approved. Anything?
Mr. Connors, I would just like to mention and just recognize Laura Morocco's service. She's been with the district for 18 years, and she will be retiring as of January. So we do wish her well.
Yes.
Years
absolutely.
Of service.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Turning to L, the recommendations of the Committee on Special Education Subcommittee and Accommodation 504 Plan. Meetings for the dates stated here. May have a motion on that. Mr. Kornreich, second. Mrs. Gish, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? It is approved. And finally, turning to M, the recommendations of the Committee on Preschool Special Education. Mr. Kornreich, second. Mr. Vizzo, all in favor? Opposed? Abstention? Motion passes. Turning to item 10, informational items of interest. Are there any informational items that we have to present this evening? Seeing none, I'd like to turn now to our second public participation session. As I stated previously, this is up to 30 minutes in length, and we ask each individual to limit his or her comments to 3 minutes. Is there anyone who would like to address the board at this point? Yes, ma'am.
Val Briston, would you guys please consider stopping single-use plastic water bottles at your meeting? Part of the sustainability initiative to reduce waste.
You got us on that. You got us on that.
Thank you.
Blame him. It's his idea.
Just an observation.
No, it's thank you. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. We will keep that. Good. Thank you. Anybody else? Seeing none, do I have a motion for adjournment? Dr. Kerman, second. Ms. Germano. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.